The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Did you know that we're about to have the biggest ever transfer of wealth in history in this country? A report out in April said that while retired people make up 16% of the population, they hold 27% of the net wealth in the country. Well, here to explain how this could impact you is Managing Director of Rockwell Finance, Robert Whelan. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Claire.
The great wealth transfer, you call it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So older people have loads of money in the attic.
Yeah, news. That's news, isn't it? basically, Irish household wealth today is about 1.2 trillion. And about two-thirds of that, a little over 800 billion, is actually held in residential property wealth. And the calculation for that is the house price minus debt equals net wealth. So if you think about it logically, if you're a first time buyer, your household wealth in terms of that piece is quite small. Whereas if you're in your 60s and your house is worth £500,000 and you have no mortgage, you have a £500,000 of wealth tied up in it. And what we're about to see over the next 25 years is a transfer. You've seen some estimates, but conservatively in today's money, at least 500 billion euro, maybe 600 billion euro will transfer from one generation to the next. And it's never happened before. And I suppose the challenge is for people as to how do they manage it?
How do they manage it?
They talk about it. I think no one likes talking about money, and particularly in Ireland, right? So the first question is, and I hear this all the time from clients, I'm sitting on this effective cash pile in terms of the house or whatever. I've got kids who can't get on a property ladder. I've got grandkids who can't get on a property ladder. And if I could only, so it's a question of like, do I gift today? And if I gift today, how does that affect me? So I'm 65, I've retired, I got a lump sum from my pension. I know I'm going to be okay because I've got other little bits and bobs. How much of that lump sum can I afford to gift today so that I can help my kids out without impacting my own lifestyle, my own standard of living in retirement? But it starts with having a conversation, not only firstly with yourself as to what your own desires are and your own needs, and then having a conversation with your kids. Because ultimately what you want to avoid, it's known in the business as the King Charles effect, where you're waiting for an inheritance, you're waiting for something to happen and you're 70 and it means nothing to you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing about this. People are living longer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might see your parents with an asset, but your parents could be hale and healthy well into their 90s.
Absolutely.
And you could be, you know, tipping 70. And you haven't got your hands on the cash
waiting
yet.
Waiting for Godot. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the truth. And this is, and it's the challenge. This is what I'm saying about having conversations. Like, I'm a big advocate for anything to do with estate planning. Have a conversation with your kids as to what your intentions are. Like, if there is a family home, one kid might say, I'd always wanted to buy that or something like that. So it's having the conversation, ascertaining exactly what, because most people today would rather see, like, let's talk about housing is the number one issue. It is what it is. So everyone wants to help their kid out, but they don't have the cash, but they're sitting on effectively a cash pile. Now, there are solutions available you're looking at. If you don't have the cash assets, the cash wealth, in the terms you're looking at downsizing or lifetime mortgages, that type of thing.
Releasing equity in your home, which can be an expensive option.
It can be, like, but for some people, it's a question of the trade-off. They might be giving away 20% of their house value today releasing 20% of the house value today to maybe 65% of the house value when they die. But they may say to the kids, are you happy with that? Do you know what I mean? We can't take it with us. We don't want to leave the area. We don't want to sell our house.
You need a house now.
You need a house now. What do you want? And that's what I'm saying. Having that conversation, showing the kids the numbers, getting a financial advisor involved, but sincerely, and everyone then can make an adult decision, and then there's no regrets, and then there's no rows, and then people can plan.
But you also have to be careful with that, because you don't want to put your own financial security at risk to help the children out, because
Absolutely.
There's no point in doing that.
It's crazy. I couldn't agree more. Like, listen, the old adage of, you know, you're on the airplane and to say when oxygen levels drop, put your own mask on first before you attend to your kids. Why? Because if you don't, you could be passed out before you put on your kids. So it's the same principle applies. You have to take care of yourself. You have to make sure you're okay. But for most people, there's a gap there. There is capacity. Not for everyone, I understand that. But for most people, there is a gap there. It's the size of the gap, quantifying the gap, and then deciding what you want to do with it.
Of course, there's huge tax implications involved in this as well, right? Remind us about that, about inheritance tax.
Yes. So last year, the government collected just over 850 million in capital acquisitions tax. About 90% of that figure came from inheritance. The rest came from gifts. So the difference is when you're giving your alive and when you're giving your dead. right? So in Ireland, we're allowed to receive from our parents up to 400,000 euros tax-free. So if you die and you leave your house, let's say worth 800,000 and you have two kids and you split it 50-50.
No tax.
If you die in the house, you've got five kids, right? And each get 160,000, no tax. If you die and you have one kid, and they inherit 800,000, they get 400,000 tax-free and they pay 33% tax on the 400,000 balance. So it's 120,000 euros.
So they may have to sell that house to pay the bill.
Most people do because they don't have the cash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
But you can gift $3,000 a year, can't you?
Yeah, like there are, let's just say, exemptions. And actually the annual gift exemption is, for me, the least exploited tax loophole in Ireland today. Because any adult can gift 3,000 euros per year to any other adult. Don't have to be a relative or anything like that. So we typically see grandparents now gifting to the grandkids and grandparents giving to the kids. And if you've got a couple, that's 3,000 each. So I can gift 3,000, my wife can gift 3,000. So that's 6,000 we can gift to each of our children per year, tax-free. And absolutely taking advantage of that, if you have, again, the cash to do it.
And does that affect your overall, your 400,000 allowance?
Not.
It doesn't.
No,
so that,
no, no.
If you have the money, that's a good way to
absolutely.
Do it, isn't it?
It's the people talk to me, what's wealth planning? It starts with that. Because anything you can do to pass whatever few bob you have to the next generation and pay as little tax on it as possible, legally, you should be taking advantage of that.
Of course, there are some people now who are looking after their parents who perhaps need care. So they're paying their, they might have children in college. So they're in a very tricky position here and they mightn't have the headspace to be thinking about this because their things are tight.
Absolutely. They're the squeezed generation. They're getting squeezed on both ends. They've got teenage kids and my young fella's just turning 17. I'm finding out, I thought they were deer when they were three.
But anyway. Okay, I have this ahead of me, right?
Oh
so
my God.
The college
anyway,
question.
It gets worse, right?
So I look forward to that.
It's all ahead of you. So, and then on the other side of it, particularly if the parents need care, as in, and they can't provide it, so it has to be paid for. They might have medical expenses that aren't being covered either by their health insurance or their medical card. So you've got a time pressure and a financial pressure on both ends.
Okay, just some questions coming in and comments. And we get this one all the time. Your children can inherit 400,000 mm-hmm. each, but childless people, mm-hmm. if they want to leave their property and mm-hmm. their assets to nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. the limit is 40,000, is
correct.
It? And people really struggle with that.
They do, yeah.
And it is unfair, isn't it?
It is. There was a rumour about them doing something like, there is a rule for farming, okay? And it's kind of like a favourite nephew, apologies for the misogyny, but the favourite nephew rule, right? Where you can effectively gift the farm to a member of the family and there is a loophole there, right? Exists somewhere. But in general, no. I used to work, a great story, I used to work in the nursing sector, doing financial planning for them. I'll never forget this nurse, she's a single nurse. She inherited a farm and she had a house and no one to gift it to, no kids. Nephews and nieces, she said, they're all fine. So she made a plan. She said to me, she says, when I'm 8 years of age, I'm going to find the youngest, strappingest young fella in the village. I'm going to marry him and he'll have it all. This is the only way she could transfer tax free. But yeah, if you're in that
stampede.
Absolutely.
Can you ask your guest what inheritance tax would be due when leaving brother to brother? What's the sibling?
40.
It's 40,000. Mm. Okay. When a parent leaves a gift, is the 400,000 euro threshold for a couple? So is
yes.
it? So it's his
yeah, a lot
parents.
Of people get confused with that. Yeah. And it's lifetime. This is very important. So if you gift, say your kids need a deposit for a house today and you give them, say, 30,000, whatever the case may be, that comes off. It's like you have a 400,000 euro credit.
Yes.
That comes off it. So now it's only 370 left, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lifetime allowance.
It's a lifetime allowance, but it might be worth looking at splitting that up over your lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that the advantage is going to the person when they're 30 or 35 rather than when they're 65 and maybe they don't need it so much.
Absolutely. Like I say to clients all the time, you're better off getting the hug than the tap in the coffin. So if you have the capacity to be able to gift, I always say, be a bit selfish, get the gratitude from it. You know, walk into your child's house, help them do this. But again, not putting your own self out. You know what I mean? You must take care of yourself. But yeah, taking advantage of the lifetime allowance. And it's very important that if they increase, which they're talking about increasing that threshold in terms of parent to child in particular, that's again, hopefully, the lifetime allowance will come off of that if that makes sense.
A listener says, there is the dwelling house exemption that may benefit nieces or nephews. Just plan for it. So if you are living in the house that you're about to inherit, for how many years? Five, is it?
Three. You have to live in it for three and then live in it for a further six as your principal primary. It must be your principal primary dwelling. You must have no interest in any property elsewhere.
Complicated.
It depends. Like
it might work for some, but if you have another house, you'd have to dispose of that house.
I did have a client who had a niece who was effectively their primary carer, and she moved in and she got the house under dwelling homes exemption.
Mm-hmm. Can my wife and I give €12,000 per annum to our child and their partner tax free? So six from each parent to each child. Yeah.
Yes.
They can. Yeah. Tax free. That's another way to do it.
Well, yeah, through the annual gift exemption.
Yes.
That's why I keep saying it's the least exploited capacity for ordinary people to reduce their tax liability.
If you have it.
But you must have the cash. This is the point. It's like, it's great in theory, but you have to have the cash to do it.
All right. Plenty of questions coming in on that, Robert. But your message is talk about it.
Don't
the conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for being with us today on that. That is Robert Whelan from Rockwell Financial Management. Back after this quick break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.